Welcome back to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talies, and I am the NFL editor for SportsOnTheDay.com. Great website. Subscribe. Do it. Today I'm being joined by Wes Campbell.
We out here.
His amazing wife, Katie.
Hi.
And Brian.
Hey.
All right, we got a stacked show today. We got some light NFL news. Wes, Brian, and I are going to be sharing some Comic-Con stories because we're too poor to go to Comic-Con this year.
It's not that we're poor, it's just we can't get...
It's impossible to get in tickets, now.
Yeah. Also, they're really expensive now. And then we're going to do a Disney Top 5. So let's get to the NFL stuff.
Yes, let's get to the NFL stuff.
We're not getting there yet. I know you're excited. Anyway, the first thing I wanted to bring up, the NFL is proposing an 18-game schedule for the near future. The fun part is, it's not only do they get another bye week, but players can only play in 16 games.
Which doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Oh, no. Well, I hate the idea, but if you're going to do it, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it would be weird to, like, try and strategize your season.
Your gambling like and fantasy.
Exactly.
Because it's like, if, like, the Steelers really need to win that last game, but Ben's already played the 16 games, you're fucked.
Yeah, who are you going to use? I don't even know who their backup quarterback is.
Or, like, when Carson Wentz gets hurt, like, in week 11, what are they going to do?
They're just going to...
And that's a generous
They're going to wheel him out there.
As in week 11.
They're just going to wheel him out there. He can still throw. Or he can throw better than Dak. He's more accurate.
Or they burn to his 16 games early because they really need the wins, and then they're kind of stuck.
Okay.
Well, it's easy to be accurate if you're just sitting down not doing anything and no one's rushing you.
It's okay. It's okay, Wes.
But seriously, this is going to, like, if they have this rule, Armando's going to be, like, the worst in fantasy. Like, he's already insufferable, but now I'll be like, this is bullshit. How could someone win? Like, I had Mahomes, but now, like, I can't play him for the Upton Bowl.
Yeah. That's the one down part about fantasy. At least in our league.
He'll be back on next week, so we can bitch about it, too.
Oh, sweet.
I know. He wanted to come on for next week's list.
There we go.
But, yeah, the 18-game proposal is fucking stupid. I hate it. And I hope they don't do it because they're greedy and
Did
dumb.
They say that they were going to take away two preseason games? Or are they going to keep the four
No, they're gonna take away two. And it's like, see? So it's not as bad, you guys. It's like, yeah, but the starters never play in weeks 3 and 4 anyway.
Typically they play.
They play the first half and three, or first quarter. And then, but four is just garbage. It's like, who's gonna get cut? Maybe
exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to the Niners Nook, we're going to San Francisco.
Niners Nook.
I don't know. I needed something.
Our friend Ruben isn't even here.
Who?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
He's
that a joke?
He's a ghost. Ghosts can't come on podcasts unless that's the whole subject of your podcast is ghost hunting.
Okay.
And we don't do that here.
Because we believe in real stuff.
Also, that shit's expensive.
A lot of confused people right now.
Anyway. Nah. We only have like 5 listeners, so who cares? Anyway.
Yes, we're up to 5 from 1.
Shh. We're doing the Niners Nook, sponsored by the Golden Gate Bridge. Or not sponsored by the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge, the most picturesque way to end it all. Anyway,
that's a new one, dude.
That's awesome.
They have no local food places I can make fun of, so that's what I went with. Anyway, Niners kicker Robbie Gould finally signed his huge extension, which is weird for a kicker, but, you know, he's like the only really good one in the league consistently.
Yeah.
And it's been a weird offseason.
I mean, especially for him saying that he wants to get traded, he wants to go back to Chicago.
His family wanted to go back to Chicago, that's for sure.
One of his family's in Chicago right now.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, like, since he's been in San Francisco, he's the only one that moved out there. His family stayed behind in Chicago.
Well, at least now he can afford to live there. What did he get?
I think it's a 2-year.
I got it. I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, you look it up. I know it's like a 2-year deal that can max out to like 4 years, I think, like $12 million, something like that.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he got paid.
He might be able to afford like Warrior season tickets because they move to San Francisco next year.
It's a 4-year contract.
Uh huh.
And then it is for. Here signing
so let's
like
call
three,
it
4 million
there we
three,
go
4 million
so be so a little because you have to add up the years
it's like, about 4 million that's,
okay
that's roughly it's around where it's at yeah
all right so about 4 million a year cool
yeah
All right, so that was
signing the bonus was just under $1 million.
That's
a kicker for you.
That was the Niners Nook, not brought to you by the Golden Gate Bridge, destroyed in Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Godzilla and X-Men Last Stand. Anyway, let's see.
Oh,
now,
yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
They now, used that and literally used it as a bridge.
Yeah, well, anytime you need to destroy a bridge in a movie, you just go to the Golden Gate Bridge. Suck it, Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the Cowboy Corral. It's a saddle up.
That's right.
The Cowboy Corral. Not brought to you by Fuddruckers.
Why do, like, all these names, like, all of a sudden become part of, like, the Village People?
Because it's fun. Because it's fun.
And this is what anyway. We think we're getting paid for.
What the hell is anyway, going on right
the
now?
Cowboy Corral, not sponsored by Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers, where a cauldron of hot cheese is a condiment.
Great question, though, Katie. Great question.
Anyway.
This anyway, just started all of a sudden. Anyway, I didn't even know what was going on.
It's a recurring bit blown.
I know.
Anyway,
it's okay.
Anyway, running back Ezekiel Elliott was in the news again. Not his fault this time, because now the security guard says he wants to actually press charges this time, maybe. And then
go kick rocks.
Zeke's lawyers are saying this is extortion,
which it is.
Well, yeah. But anyway, you wanted to say something.
Oh, I just want to hear. No, I just want to hear.
I mean,
oh, you're not talking all the smack beforehand. Like, oh, I can't wait to get to
no,
the
I just, no, I just, I know, I just, you can explain it. It's just great. Between Dax, you know.
Well, that's not even drama, though. He's signing. It'll be done by next week, probably.
Okay. That's what we've been saying every week since the end of the season.
Well, but they're not in camp. They're on vacation.
And then also that they don't know if Zeke might hold out because he wants a contract. That was all this week.
No.
I'm not saying he's going to.
I think his people are like, you know what? Don't hold out. Like, just play it out. Like, just be careful.
It's still made headline news. Because
there's nothing going on.
It's juicy.
If you haven't noticed, there's like nothing going on. Next week, training camp starts, but even then, like,
I'm just saying, I don't know
what. I'm just
what,
saying that you suck.
No, go ahead, keep going. That's fine. My team is ready to go. Okay, you can. Hey, okay, yeah, Carson's gonna get hurt. Okay,
so
that's all you
hospital.
Got. That's all you got.
He's the hospital's on standby.
You better hope to God he does get hurt because he's gonna smoke you fuckers
in your dreams.
MVP. MVP. Wait, are we
almost 2 years ago?
Most valuable patient.
That's okay.
But anyway,
my team's locked in. I'm ready. All my positions are ready to go. Nobody's hungry for a contract just yet. So you got contract issues coming. The next 2-3 years are going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Especially if you sign Dak to a 30 or 30, like between 30
and
35 million dollars. And they have a coach on the hot seat. So yeah, what happens if you give Dak that money and then all of a sudden, whoops, you got a new head coach? Not to mention, you have a new offensive coordinator who is this is the first time he's running as an offensive coordinator.
We don't disrespect Kellen Moore on this podcast.
And what happened? Who did he learn under?
I don't know. The good people at Boise State.
No, the guy that they let go.
Scott Linehan?
Yeah.
They didn't let go. They parted ways.
Burnout, the former burnout
difference.
Coach of the
Saints.
Okay,
he's no longer there. Sorry, Wesley. He's no longer there. I'm just saying, this is going to be great. I hope, regardless, the division is clearly, unless the Redskins. Somehow do that thing where they surprise everybody and then
they're
tank
not
at the end,
I'm gonna
end of the year.
I'm going to spoil this for you right now. They're all going to be hurt by week 10 and Keenum's going
right.
to suck.
And then that Duke quarterback might come out and start, you know, guns blazing. He's going to...
Oh, God, that's right. They did
for the Giants.
No. Oh, those are the Giants.
For the Giants.
Well, they're a mess.
The division's between
the
hated rivalry.
You saw
that
joke Tracy Morgan said at the ESPYs?
No.
He's not going to the Giants running back. Saquon Barkley. There we go. God, I'm getting old. He's like, Saquon, I heard you can deadlift 6,000 pounds. He's like, yes, I can. Good, because you're going to be carrying the Giants all year.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good.
Yeah,
one.
He did not like that joke
because he knows it's true.
Yeah, he's like,
it's gonna be really, it's gonna be really sad in week 14 when he's missing the last couple games because they burnt him out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on to Wes with the Cowboys corral.
Look, just so you know,
they got to corral a lot of players.
Jason
and a
Garrett
lot
does
of
get
personality.
Wow, that was a reach.
That wasn't a reach. It's true.
There were dad jokes. That was a stepdad joke.
What do you mean?
It was terrible. Anyway, if Jason,
we have high standards
you
on
do
this.
Realize
you got to control this shit.
You do realize if Jason Garrett gets fired, they will throw a parade. There's nobody who's
like
you know
they
what
win a Super Bowl again.
No, it would be close.
Okay,
it would be very close.
The fans would be clapping.
They would. They'd be clapping him out the door.
Don't think
they're like, oh shit, you guys, they fired Garrett. What are we gonna do? They'd be like, yes.
You know what? It's interesting.
I'm just saying.
I obviously do not. You know, I never want anybody to get hurt or anything like that for teams that I hate, but it is nice to see all this drama kind of unfold. So. All right.
This is the Dallas Cowboys.
Wouldn't be the Cowboys without drama.
Exactly.
All right. So are we good? Is there anything more in the corral we need to discuss?
Yeah.
What?
Eagles suck.
All right.
Like I said, we're ready to go. Everybody's at our training camp. We're fine.
No one's saying that they're skipping training camp.
Allegedly.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott hasn't come out officially saying.
I know.
Don't you think it's a coincidence that this whole rumor of him skipping camp?
Ooh, conspiracy corner. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe Jerry made sure it got out there.
Melvin Gordon wants to get traded.
Or maybe because Jerry
came out saying,
Get it leaked out there because he wants Dak to get that damn pay cut.
He's not going to pay cut.
Hometown gets discount.
He's going to set the market and then somebody else will set it next year.
Or in a couple weeks.
I'm just surprised that I was talking to Wes about this too, and this is just because I was listening to it earlier in the week, but Football Focus kind of crapped on Dak.
Okay.
I don't know if that is right after that is when he came out. There's one thing too. I don't know who Dak's agent is, and Wes, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but he needs to get a different agent. Because you're letting Dak is doing all of this talking when you should just not.
When's he been talking? I haven't heard him say anything.
Oh, dude, he's been saying he literally said he should be up there. He's like, I want to be up there with those guys. I think Zeke, this is another dumb thing. He's like, oh, you know what? Amari, Zeke, who else did he mention? Probably Smith or Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys, they deserve, you know, top pay, that max deal.
Sure.
You know, I belong up there. That's literally like they quoted him saying something like that.
Okay.
You can't do that. You literally cannot hang on to all those guys for that kind of money.
Well, I know, but you want to. Like, it's not his job to pay people.
Then you're going to have a situation where you have nobody. Basically, you're going to have to get high school students to start playing the rest of your team. If you get all those guys because of the demand, come on, let's be honest. Smith and Jones, they've been in the league longer.
Okay,
no offense, I still think that...
The cap goes up every year.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, though. How far do you think it's going to go up by next year?
It was a joke.
Regardless, I agree it'll go up, but it's not going to go up that
well,
much.
Well, obviously we're going to keep everybody, but you don't want to be like...
Somebody's going to get left out.
But you don't want to be like, well, they're going to keep Amari. It's going to real suck when we have to get rid of Byron Jones.
Well,
you're not going to say that, because then it's like, whoa, why is Byron Jones the guy?
Why is he on the cutting block?
Say you keep everybody, you go, well, I don't do the math.
Okay. Another thing, though, is that their offensive line is getting older and banged up, and they're going to have to you know, they prided themselves on doing that forever,
That's where most of their money went.
Yeah, right, but now what do you do? Just draft offensive linemen and just hope
we
it
have
works
the
out?
Last two
they
years.
Have.
Yeah, but they're still, you still, but they, you don't have an answer for Frederick, you hope, is going to be back. Like, he's allegedly going to be back.
Get well soon.
We have a backup in Joe Looney, who played center all last year and did a great job.
He's all right. Not Frederick, dude.
God, is it going to be fun when the season starts?
And then what's his name? Your left tackle is always hurt. He's like he's like what's his
Tyron
name for
Smith?
The? Yeah.
Oh, he's not as bad as
dude. He Jason always Peters. Gets oh Beater Peters and Beers Peters.
He might as well call him Jason Beaters at this point.
No, he gets hurt, and so does Smith. He back issues, knee issues. But those guys, it's natural. Well,
he's
they're big dudes.
Dude. You ever see him?
They're all big dudes.
But with Peters, though, his
only
are
put
always
so many
serious.
Miles on that. And I'm sorry. Here's another thing. And I know we're still on here, and it's the last
thing.
No,
that's okay.
You have, so Ezekiel Elliott, right? Still think he's a douche, okay? But seriously, they're going to wear that
all due respect.
They're going to wear, literally, he's the bell cow. They're going to wear him, like, just down to a nub if they keep running him like this. They're literally just punishing him on, and he's great. He's great running back.
Great abs.
Yep.
But man,
my beard.
It's gonna be interesting.
Cut granite on that shit. All right.
He's got an annoying looking face.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. You good?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Like you feed me.
It's like a fishbowl.
Okay.
He's like a fishbowl.
That was the Cowboys Corral, not sponsored by Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers, where self-respect is shown the door. My father-in-law loves Fuddruckers, and it's delightful. Let's see. The NFLPA has filed a grievance on behalf of J. Dave and Clowney because they weren't able to come to a deal. So I'm hoping this means they get rid of franchise tags, and also the Texans are stupid. Go.
Yeah, because I love the argument that they're trying to do. Like, oh, well, should we pay him as a linebacker or should we pay him as a defensive end?
I mean, either way, it's expensive, so what are you nickel and diming for? I mean...
Exactly. What's it? Defensive end is more expensive than linebacker mm-hmm. at this point?
Especially now. That's what the market is.
Yeah. So
it's all about interior linemen and pass rushers.
Exactly.
And but still, I mean, Anthony Barr's a linebacker, and he got fucking paid. So it's not like...
Twice.
So I don't know what the Texans are doing. It's either, like, if you're going to cry poverty, like, both positions cost a lot. Sorry.
Exactly. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to rely solely on J.J. Watt? Like, sorry, great guy, but...
I know, he's made of glass these days.
Recent years he hasn't
All those years of carrying the Texans during those shitty quarterback years have really taken their toll.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know. I blame the league.
Yeah.
Ever since the funeral. But, I'm really, again, I'm hoping this gets rid of the franchise tag because it's the dumbest thing in sports. Like, they're like, oh, the NBA should adopt that because of all the free agents that have been leaving or people forcing trades. Like, no, don't do that. The NFL would be a much better place than the franchise tag. Lastly, we're going to Atlanta for some Falcons, not Nets, because that's the Eagles thing.
It's okay, I got it. What did I call it?
Go to the Falcons perch. Go to Atlanta, not sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, where the meek shall inherit the earth, so try our chicken. Anyway, I'm saying the chicken's bland. The chicken's meek. Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
I was always told, Chick-fil-A's the best. It's so good. It's the best thing you'll ever eat.
Allie said the same thing last week.
And I literally, like, it's tolerable.
Yeah. It is awesome.
But I think McDonald's has more going for it than Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
I will say, like, their diabetes. Biscuits are pretty good.
I strongly disagree.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Everyone does.
I don't want Chick-fil-A.
That's like Round Table. Oh, God, I don't like Round Table.
I think it's extremely...
I haven't had Round Table in forever.
It's disgusting.
Round
Table
wait.
It's awesome. Like cardboard with like grease and
wow.
That was lamppost.
Where you could see through the pizza.
I actually don't like
Round
Table.
You could put that's not lamppost in a bottle, light it, put a cloth in there and throw it through someone's window.
It could be a mall.
I still think BJ's has really good... pizzas.
Okay.
Like the deep, the deep crush.
BJ's. That's like an actual.
That doesn't count. Like, it's not like I'm gonna call it
delivery.
Delivery.
Okay.
You can drive through and pick.
There are some pizza places that don't offer delivery in other places.
Well,
we're
but
just
that BJ's
ruined here.
Never mind.
In New York, you literally they don't deliver at some of these.
We're
places
not talking about New York. We're talking about like national chains, like Round Table.
Domino's.
Yes. Like.
Got off
does Round Table okay. actually deliver?
They do deliver.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Are you, yeah.
That's sad. It's gross. It is. It's terrible.
I haven't had
it.
I
completely agree with her.
I haven't had it in forever, so
it's
I can't.
It's not good, dude.
I don't remember.
I'll
delicious.
Take Domino's out of no.
Well, I like Domino's.
Yeah. And I actually think Pizza Hut is kind of lost it, too. I don't like them.
I like Vincenzo's and Domino's.
Domino's is good. Domino's is good.
Vincenzo's problems are just too expensive.
Manager have all his friends make pizza.
They gouge you.
I know they do, but it doesn't mean that their pizza's not good.
Oh, no, it's delicious. It's just like.
Big doughy crust just makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah. Vincenzo's, if you're listening.
Guido's is pretty good out here. Guido's isn't too bad.
I got Guido's at Justin a couple weeks ago, and it was fine.
Guido's
well, it depends.
I think Guido's was good in high school, because we didn't know any better.
We did not know any better.
Well, and you don't have the stomach issues
that
you have
as
an adult.
Yeah.
Our only other comparison in like a 2-mile radius outside of Domino's was Lampo, so sure, Guido's seems pretty good by comparison. But
Lampo's is not anymore.
I know, and it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, everybody went to Lampo's for their trophy parties or their end of the season while the parents get drunk off of beer.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what Lampo's was for. It was a beautiful thing as long as everybody got home
safely.
An
old school big screen TV from 1994 that they never bothered to take down, which that's probably why they lost all their money. They couldn't afford the TV, so that's indicative of that's indicative of their behavior. I'm just saying, it's indicative of their money problems. They couldn't afford to replace the TV and get a flat screen. watching grainy-ass copy of, like, you know...
You know, it's funny. Nobody has any clue other than us about...
Yeah. That's okay.
Lamppost Pizza. Look it up.
It was online. It was a local place. It wasn't very good, but it was close. Anyway.
It was close.
Getting back to our last NFL thing before we share some Comic-Con stories. Yay! Was it Grady Jackson? Grady Jarrett, thank you, and Deion Jones, not Julio Jones, sorry Julio, got extensions today, so the Falcons are really deep in on some players.
Yeah.
Because they showed their extensions, and they forgot about the Matt Ryan extension.
Yeah,
there's that, and a couple other people got extended too. Like, Jesus Christ, poor Julio, I don't think they have money anymore.
Well.
Like, that team's quietly capped out.
Yeah, he's still holding out on that good faith that he's going to get extended before the season, like the owner said he was going to do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
Especially after the last, third and three extensions before his.
Yeah. Because I'm sure he's like, oh, Jones got extended. Oh, like, oh, agent, that's really awesome. Oh, no, it was Deion. Motherfucker. Now you people are fucking with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so the Falcons needed defense, but, like, you know, I don't think they're going to go anywhere. They have no flexibility.
No.
Poor Falcons, like that run's probably over.
Yeah, well, Matt Ryan did not look good last year.
No, they actually did a stat about that was really intriguing, of like QBs that like broke down as the years went on. Then you like you'd think like, oh, like Rivers or oh maybe Brady because like they're older. Uh-huh. But, like, actually Matt Ryan had the worst drop off as the season went on. Yep. And you're like, people forget.
You can see it.
People forget he's like 32.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is play decline. Yeah,
that's what I mean, but it's like, hey, this isn't going to get much better because...
He's
regressing.
Yeah, previous year he was very shaky in the pocket.
He's getting older, he's only to get more expensive, and then it gets hard to move him.
Yeah.
Yep. So, sorry, Falcons. Anyway, this was the Falcons Perch, not brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, our waffle fries are overrated by millennial hipsters.
Shut up, Chauncey.
All right. Really quick, I just wanted to say to the Angels, I make fun of them a lot because they might be moving to Long Beach or Tustin. But they did something nice last week honoring their fallen pitcher, Taylor's. Is it Tyler? I feel bad.
Tyler
Skaggs. All the players wore his jersey, and they threw a combined no-hitter and won.
I know.
And like, threw all their jerseys on the pitcher's mound. That was nice.
Yeah.
Like, that was really a nice way to honor him.
Exactly, and...
I forgot to mention last 2 weeks,
to do it on, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, good for them. It really sucks he died. I don't think they've revealed what happened, but...
No, I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, sad story.
This will be the 1 week I won't make fun of the Angels. Also, the Dodgers embarrassed themselves last night. And almost today, but there was a rain delay. Because
it's the Dodgers, yeah.
Hey, how dare you?
I'm just saying, like, right. They don't have the best track record.
Moving on to some superhero shit. I have two quick stories, and we'll get to some Comic-Con stuff. Today, it just broke that Matt Reeves' Batman movie got a cinematographer. Robert Richardson, you might know him. He shot the Kill Bill movies. He shot Inglourious Basterds, ooh. Django. A bunch of other stuff, too, but, like, that's what he's
going to be interesting. For Sparkles being fucking Batman?
I mean, look, at least it's going to look good. Robert Richardson's a good cinematographer, that's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
And I trust Matt Reeves. Well, hey, we don't have a villain yet, so I don't know. It'll depend on the villain for
Taylor
me.
Taylor Lautner.
No, Taylor Lautner will play the suit when he's not wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
It should be Mac.
I'm sure that guy's...
Mac from Always Sunny.
Is that guy working in a strip club somewhere yet, or what? Like, what happened to him?
I think he became...
He's doing backflips somewhere.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. What was that one with Ben Stiller? Dodgeball, when he gets fat at the end? That's really a lot nerd.
Maybe. God. That was a short run. It was like, four Twilight movies and that one bad action movie, and that was it.
Yeah.
He was also Shark Boy.
Oh, well, I know. My nieces love Shark Boy, and I have to go. I just have to laugh. Like, what's so funny? I'm like, well, you know, it's Taylor Lautner, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Also, that movie's really bad.
He was also like,
never saw it.
Valentine's Day.
Was he?
Yeah, he was Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my bad. I was thinking of like Valentine, like the horror movie.
Oh, no, not that one.
So that's right, Valentine's Day. That's right. For like 2 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm, the one that.
Yeah, was it Gary Marshall or did, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
what
I was thinking of, yeah.
All right, anyway, so Robert Richardson at least make the Batman movie look good. I don't know if it will be good. We have a long way to go. We don't have a villain yet, so
I mean, sure, you can make Hot Garbage. Hot Garbage look good, I guess.
Hot Garbage?
Yeah,
I trust.
Sorry.
All I have to lean on is I trust Matt Reeves. That's all. That's all I have. Matt Reeves is good. Anyway, Marvel also had some news, and they're going to probably drop some more news over the weekend. But Taika Waititi, fresh off of doing What We Do in the Shadows, a TV show.
Yep.
And he's got a movie coming out later this year, but he's coming back for Thor 4.
Yeah, baby.
This time he's writing it all by himself.
Okay.
And directing it. I'm in. Ooh, nice. I love that guy. And I hope they keep
great
Thor.
For Ragnarok, so.
He did. It was like really the only rewatchable Thor movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know I'm right.
What are you talking about? The second one was straight
bad.
Garbage.
Yep.
Yet it still made money.
I
Go
think the
Marvel.
First,
I know.
I'm on an island. I know. We did
it's
this
fine.
Already.
It's fine.
I think it's
it just.
I do agree. That I actually, not agree, but I did. I actually rewatched that just to quick side note. Yeah, they either dyed his eyebrows like super blonde and gave him contacts or gave him different eyebrows because his eyebrows are not like, they're not really like
it's probably,
that.
Yeah, his eyebrows are kind of dark and stark red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's what, yeah, it's like a dirty blonde.
But that's
he's
good.
Very
that's
sexy
good
man.
News. That's one of their post Endgame movies I'm really excited for. I mean, The Eternals is going to be probably pretty cool, but hey.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, no, Eternals is going to be coming out
next year.
Okay, so yeah, it's coming
out. It's that and the Black Widow movie next year.
Yeah.
But they're probably going
to. I was
gonna
trying to think if they're going to sit there and tie Thor 4 in before Eternals.
No.
That's how they were going to try and do it.
No, because it's a ways off.
Well, yeah.
Which, this also, for you anime people, it means Taika Waititi's live action Akira movie's probably dead because Warner Brothers is like, we're not spending over $100 million on that. Bummer.
Yeah.
He's got his Hitler movie coming out later this year, and I think it's going to be pretty good. More details on that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this week is Comic-Con, and like we said, we can't go because tickets are impossible to get. Also, it's just hard to get into panels now because people camp out like on Tuesday night.
Ridiculous.
Assholes. So anyway, we thought we'd share some of our favorite Comic-Con memories.
Yeah, the 2 years. Well,
you can play too because you went with us in 2010.
I think I have the best one.
You probably do. You have... Yeah, we went in 2009 and 2010 before it got,
we got Robert Downey on our first year.
We did get Robert Downey.
Yeah.
We got Denzel.
Yep.
Well, that whole Warner
and
Brothers,
Gary Oldman.
That whole Warner Brothers panel was fire, I just want to say.
Yeah.
Like,
because we had Bucky Eli.
Which you got, with that you had Gary Oldman, Denzel.
Mila Kunis.
And Mila Kunis.
We got Mila Kunis. We also got Family Guy on that.
We did, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
And then, they had the box. So you got, I think it was, you got James Marsden and Cameron Diaz for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they had Sherlock Holmes, so you got Downey.
Yep.
Who Downey was in total heat check mode because that was like a year after Iron Man.
He literally comes out like how Tony Stark would come out with the peace signs and everything. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was cool.
He was throwing 1,000.
Oh yeah.
Then you had Jonah Hex. So you had Josh Brolin and Megan Fox, who I felt really bad for Megan Fox during that panel.
Why?
All she did was get hit on. It was get hit on, and it like wasn't like pleasant. Like at least Mila Kunis, when she was getting hit on, it was like funny. Like when that guy hit on her in Ukrainian.
Oh yeah.
And she responded, but like the Megan Fox one was sort of creepy. Like Josh Brolin had to bail her out.
Yeah.
Which I didn't.
Well, and that's also at like the peak of like her career. Too,
I know.
So.
It's just like, oh man.
I think that was
that's not great.
I think that was like the start of the decline.
That was like
you
right.
had Transformers 2 that year. So okay,
No, I think Transformers 2 is already came
no,
out.
It was 2009.
Was it?
Yeah,
I thought it already came out.
It was like that
after.
Month. No, it was that month.
Okay,
it came out in like June of 2009.
Okay.
And then I think she had Jennifer's body that fall.
She did have that, yes, which was not good. Good lord, that movie is not even watchable.
But okay, but I'm just saying, it was a little awkward after a while. Like, okay, we get it.
The thing was,
we get it, nerds. We get
she
it.
She wasn't even, but she was not. She was pissed. It was awkward for everybody.
Wouldn't
too.
You be? Like Josh Brolin was the only one having a good time.
Yeah, he's probably drunk.
This is about around that time. This is about that. And besides, he was like, oh shit, Jonah Hex.
I love you, Thanos. Don't hurt me.
And Cable.
Yeah.
And Cable.
Josh Swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Family Guy panel was awesome. I mean, Seth Green, Seth MacFarlane, they were great. Mila Kunis was funny.
They were all funny.
Mm-hmm.
As you expect them to be.
Go with your Ninja Turtles one, because this is all you.
Yeah.
We got to go to the Ninja Turtles panel. That was amazing.
Yeah, because that was the 25th anniversary.
That's right, it was.
And we had one of the co-creators, Kevin Eastman, there, as always. We had the director of the first movie.
Steve Barron.
We had a director, I think, of like the video game that was coming out at the time.
Yeah.
And then
a couple other people, but yeah,
a couple other people.
The pizza guy?
Donnie the pizza boy showed up.
Yeah, Ernie Reyes Jr.
Oh, I didn't know his name. The fact that you know that person's name, wow.
I watched that movie like 3 weeks ago and I forgot Ernie Reyes Jr.'s
name. He was in
name.
Surfing Ninjas, too.
He was in Surfing Ninjas.
That's right.
I know that
movie. By the way, were Rob Schneider supposed to be a high school kid?
That's right, he is in that
He's like a senior.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's already like 30.
Wow. Doesn't he have like bright red hair in it, too?
Indeed he does.
God, that's... oh, man.
The game gear that can predict the future.
Yep, wow.
That has no bearing on anything in
the
movie.
Game Boy or whatever?
It was a Game Gear.
Oh,
it was a Game Gear.
They didn't want to get sued.
No, it was a Game Gear Sega.
Yeah, but
they're a different system. Well, no. It was a competitor.
All right.
Anyway, Ninja Turtles, go on.
Yeah, it was cool because, you know, they were obviously talking about the movies and all that. And then, you know, at the end of the panel, Ernie Reyes Jr. walks up. He's the last person to ask a question. And then... they were talking about, this is obviously before the Michael, was Michael Bay there too?
No.
I thought Michael was there talking about the movie.
Before.
No.
Yeah, so.
Because Michael Bay was still doing Transformers.
That's right. He hadn't done Transformers 3 yet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, so, I don't even think... I think that all they did in that, if I remember correctly, is they hinted towards that there was an idea. There was nothing filmed yet. You know, no, there was no, like, it was just kind of like an idea.
A concept.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't, there's no there direction.
Michael Bay didn't direct that one, by the way.
No, I know. But yeah, Ernie Reyes Jr. comes in and surprised everyone, and it was a fun panel. We that first year we went, we dressed up as 3 out of the 4 turtles.
Yeah, we did. And we met a Shredder.
We met several Shredders.
Two years in a row, we met the same guy.
Yeah, the guy made like a legit Shredder costume out of like aluminum foil and... mm-hmm. Like whatever you can find around this house, and it was
pretty good.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
But we got to meet Kevin Eastman that year.
Yes, we did.
Ernie Reyes Jr. got pictures with them, autographs. So it was a fun panel.
And then they made him go back to sweeping the floors. I'm sorry, I love you, Ernie Reyes. I'm kidding. I love you, Donnie.
Yeah.
What else did we see the first year? We saw the cast of True Blood. They were like signing autographs. That was kind of neat.
Sunny Philadelphia was wide open.
They were still getting
We were right there in front of them. Like Danny DeVito was right there.
We met
the rest of the cast before any traction was really going with
him. Patton Oswalt.
That's right.
Right up the street. Yeah,
because he was moderating the Disney panel that year. We couldn't get into.
Yeah. And then that was also the year that didn't they surprise Hall H or whatever with because they were doing Thor and Captain America that year, right?
We argued about this.
No, that was
the Avengers.
That was the year after.
Allegedly,
that year was Iron Man 2. Like their big surprise was footage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a cool thing. We got a lot of footage, like for the Warner Brothers stuff. That was neat.
Yeah,
like that was actually pretty cool. It did teach you kind of Comic Con bullshit though, where you're like, oh, this movie, like Jonah Hex looks amazing, or the Box Man. That's gonna be so. That's gonna be something. And it comes out, you're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
We got a lot.
Danny Richard.
I gotta say one thing though, man. We got stopped so many times for pictures.
I know, it was so horrible having to take all those pictures.
It's holding us up, and there's so many people, especially when you're in the big, the actual what do you call
convention
it?
Convention center.
Yeah, the main hall, like the main, like wherever there's you could buy stuff. There's people with toys. It's just it was wall to wall people.
Cry me a river.
I loved while we were waiting for Hall H, and we had the Asian Neo guy.
Boy, careful.
No.
He was protesting that. Although I will say, in the end, he was right because The Last Airbender was hot garbage, and my wife fucking hates that movie.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Oh, I saw it in theaters with Jimmy.
I know.
Oh, we saw it in 3D.
Oh wow.
Why?
Oh, Jimmy wanted to, and I'm like, fine.
That's a Jimmy thing.
Yeah, it was. I knew nothing, and I knew, and I realized that movie was a piece of shit, and probably really. the big climactic moment is he murders a fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even watch. I don't even know anything.
Yeah.
The show. So
it was bad.
I believe it.
Like that. It's amazing that didn't.
Wasn't the only draw was there was a character on there, and the dude that did it was from Slumdog Millionaire.
He was the bad guy. Yeah.
He was the only.
But no,
one
the draw was, oh shit, M. Night's doing an action movie.
Oh like, god, that was M. Night. That's right.
It's amazing they didn't get him thrown in director jail. It'll take After Earth to get to that point.
Jesus,
I know. Anyway, the second year, we got Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, Eva Mendes and Mark Wahlberg for the other guys.
Yep.
We got Guillermo del Toro. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, we went and saw the Virginity hit.
The Will Ferrell and Adam McKay produced.
And then who's that tall guy that you liked?
Brian Posehn?
Yep.
That was cool.
We met him.
Eli and Roth.
Then, yeah, well, when you guys were going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's who he was.
You still got my badge sign. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
I was waiting for the bathroom, and his wife was in the bathroom. You guys were in the bathroom and started talking to this guy, and you came out and started freaking out.
You're like, what? I'm like, that's Eli fucking Roth. It's the beer Jew.
Also, we got Guillermo
del Toro. It's Teddy fucking
too.
Ball game.
We got to see Guillermo del Toro. That was
cool.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
He's my top three directors. I love the shit. Oh, I love Guillermo del Toro. Christina knows that. I love his work. That one was interesting because we saw that opening night. That was something in the dark. Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah, he produced that though.
Oh,
he's there to prop up
those
guys.
He's funny too.
Oh, he's great.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, I know. And he's my Sophie. My daughter really loves Mickey's Roadster Racers. He's the bad guy in like their Halloween episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he tries to scare Goofy from staying in the house.
Youngie also was a producer of the show Troll Hunters that did pretty well on Netflix. That's a good show. We watched that too.
What was the
I love his stuff
with Ellen Page?
That was super.
Super. Yeah.
What was that?
With Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson was there. Mm-hmm. I think Kevin Bacon, Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
James Gunn before he got into the Marvel Universe. That
That's
was his
right.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my DVD signed by Dwight and James Gunn.
I think I still have the pictures from that.
So do I.
And then we went out for margaritas for lunch.
Yeah, we did. That was
a lot
fun.
Of margaritas.
Well, that's what you do there. Because like, it's right.
Didn't we meet up with Brian? Weren't we with one of your friends?
With my wife.
No.
Who's his best friend?
Well, yes.
Love you, Christina.
Was, wasn't it like some of like Christina's friends or whatever?
Oh, no. It was because he lives in San Diego and she lived with them. There was a guy. His wife couldn't make it, and we ended up we passed off the badge to them because we had to leave earlier than you guys. So he took one of the badges. He was supposed to bring another friend, which never showed up.
Yeah, but we ended up in the Gaslight District, and we went to some bar.
Well, that was the first day.
It was the first day.
Yeah, no. We went to Whiskey Girl the year before.
Yeah,
which
we
was
did.
Fun. And then bought like a ton of booze and brought it back to the what is it? The hotel. This does not
get
rated
X. The Good Night In.
The Good Night In. Yeah, this sounds bad, but
whatever. It's Comic-Con. You're supposed to drink at Comic-Con,
right? So, so the second time, actually, no, it's not because it's hot around that time and you're walking around a lot.
Well, I'm not dehydrated. Afterwards.
Anyway, so
you
no,
stay
this,
hydrated afterwards.
So to answer her question, so that was the first because we were there. We did the 2 day. Mm-hmm. It was the second year, and we were there. The first day, we were all there the whole day. But for lunchtime, we went to the Mexican restaurant. I don't even know if it's still there. And we just got just bowls of margaritas, which is not good because I think most of us did not feel great after that.
Well, I think because we're inside.
Well, it's salt and sugar too. It's just
and you're inside of a lot of man ass.
A lot of sweaty people in costumes.
We saw Jimmy Fallon in the halls that first year because he was doing a bit for when he was still on the late night, not to the Tonight Show, but his first show. He was doing where he's like the socket man
or something.
Yeah, it was like he was like all extension cords and outlets. I was like, is that Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
He had a posse around him. Like nobody could go up.
Well,
to
him. But like because he's also filming. So.
Right, they
but
were
it was
filming.
Like, that was just weird.
Everybody left him alone.
No, but that's cool. When Comic-Con was like super fun, and then you get to 2011 and beyond, and it's like murder to get into anything.
Well, yeah. I think the Marvel universe really changed all that.
Well, they changed it again.
Well, no, it was starting to get too big, though.
Well,
too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think people started. Marvel became cool again.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't just like a comic book geeky thing.
Yeah.
And Marvel came in and changed the whole game for comic books
and
Comic-Con. And
then Disney's like, we don't need to spend money here. We'll just throw our own convention and show up every 2 years because we can. Mm-hmm. And
that'll be
year,
a lot better.
That's what's happening this year because every other studio's like, we're not doing this. And Marvel's like, cool, we get to own the whole weekend. Like, the Game of Thrones guys dropped out today, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They're like, no. Like, no. We don't want to get shit for that last season.
No, what really screwed it up was especially with, like, obviously Disney buying out everybody was a big deal. But had everybody had their, you know, like had, especially, well, now you got apps and all of the service, different services now with the internet and whatnot.
Well, even before that, though, it was bad.
No, it was getting like... there, but everybody, but then Comic-Con was not all strictly comics. It was TV shows. It was movies.
We saw a lot of TV shows, too. Like,
The
TV stuff
Dexter,
was fun.
The line for Dexter was ridiculous.
I know.
We didn't even stay in it.
I got into, but I did the anti-heroes one, like, before, like, I had to sit through Suits and Burn Notice, and Bruce Campbell was the shit.
Oh, Bruce Campbell, yeah.
They had the dude from Tears for Fears sing a song, because I guess he was a guest star on Psych that year. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm like, all right. And then they get the anti-hero panel, so you have David Duchovny's there for Californication.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. He was so dreading all the X-Files questions. Dexter was there. Mary Louise Parker from Weeds was there. And someone else from Showtime. Oh, so like two of the people that like run Nurse Jackie, but obviously not Edie Falco because she's too good for it. But like,
it's just crazy thing, like Dexter, remembering all these shows.
Dexter and
on anymore.
Michael C. Hall and David Duchovny were just like not. They were like, they're having fun, but they were annoyed at everybody. It was funny, but mostly because like you learn that panel questions are sometimes the dumbest questions you'll ever hear.
Yeah,
like it's the 10-minute thank you for being here. I want to say for everybody, we all love you, and it's like, can you look at your question?
Yeah,
or the really stupid questions.
It's like a question that's asked the same time over and over, but like five.
Oh yeah. Or the where you're trying to pitch your own thing, but it's like you're phrasing it as a question. Yeah. That's always a good one.
I was like, remember when we went to the Sons of Anarchy pet thing? And that guy stands up and he's like, well, how do I get to be like a part of that?
And what?
Like, you have to get picked up by the union and get an agent. Like, he's like, that guy was totally trying to be like, oh, I'll be
someone to move your bikes.
Right? I'll be a background.
Yeah, exactly, right. He's lucky Sutter didn't call him the C word because he totally wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
That's his word. Someone's like, hey, is there any difference between doing a movie and a TV show? And like David Duchovny and Michael C. Hall stared at each other for like 30 seconds. And they answered it one word at a time because they're just like, it is exactly the same. Thank you. And Mary Louise Parker's like, what the fuck am I doing here? I don't know who any of these people are. No, it was fun. It's kind of sad we don't get to go, and I'm sure a bunch of stuff will like break over the next several days. So yay.
Yeah, and
I mean, no one's there. It's weird. Like no one outside of Marvel, none of the studios are there. So I don't know what's gonna. But oh, the It trailer drops tomorrow. I know that.
Sweet. Okay.
So excited.
And so reverse cool way. Cats drops tomorrow too.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna make money.
I know. That's what's depressing.
Yeah.
For one thing, Tom Hooper is a shitty director. The other thing, Cats is like the worst musical of all time. Like the worst.
It's weird.
It's terrible.
It's just
creepy,
weird, and not in a good way.
Well, I know my aunt's gonna go see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, oh, we get to see Taylor Swift as fucking McCavity or whatever. Or one of
McCavity.
Them. That's a real cat. I know that because I've seen Team America a gajillion times, and the story about getting assaulted by the cast of Cats is never not funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's Comic-Con. We have a couple things to hit before we get to the Disney list. Woo! First of all, the Kingsman trailer dropped on Monday with Ralph Fiennes, the first member of the Kingsman.
Yep.
I'm sad it's not a sequel. We don't get Eggsy anymore, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta be Elton John.
Yeah.
It looked,
Rocket Man.
It was a good movie. I love Rocket Man.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
It makes me really hate Bohemian Rhapsody that much more.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because that movie sucked.
I mean, it wasn't great.
It was bad. Like, Rami Malek, I love Rami Malek, but that's like an embarrassing Oscar.
I feel like a lot of movies this year, everyone was like, they're so great! And then I watched them, and I was like, what the fuck am I looking at?
But no, but Rocketman's actually, like, good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it actually, like, it cared about its subject. Okay. It wasn't Brian May trying to say, hey, the rest of us are cool, too. It was really, like, that's what that whole Oscars was. Which is a lot of shots of Brian May. You're like, you son of a bitch. Anyway, so the Kingsman looks pretty cool. It takes place during World War I, and it's about the formation of the Kingsman.
Yeah.
Let's see, J-Lo's The Hustler dropped yesterday, too.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
With Lizzo and...
Constance Wu, Cardi B. Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's a... You know what, Julia Stiles is in it for some reason.
I know. I'm actually okay with, like, it kind of explains why J-Lo, like, the past couple months, her body's been, like, super banging on Instagram.
Last few months?
She's had a great body.
She's in her 50s and it...
I know, but what I'm saying is like, she had, like, that picture with her abs and all that stuff.
Mm.
Like, dude, she got cut for this
movie. Like the subject matter. It's based on a true story about a bunch of strippers that rob Wall Street guys.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's why Cardi B's in it, because she learned how to fucking... roofie them and steal their shit.
Yeah. I love the double standard on there, but we're not going to get into that.
Just saying. Like, it's a great subject matter, and J-Lo shows someone how to strip in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, honey, we were definitely seeing that.
Okay, great.
All right. Let's see. The internet melted down again because we just can't have nice things. There's some 007 news that made the internet mad because they can't fucking read. I think her name's Lashana Lynch. She was in Captain Marvel. She's Carol's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was cast as 007, but the story is like Bond's retired, so she just has like that code name because they don't just retire it like you're Kevin Durant on the Warriors. They don't just retire your number. So they're like, oh, how can you have a woman play James Bond? It's like, she's not playing James Bond, you dipshit. Like, she's going back to get him to recruit him for a mission. Which is a bummer. I liked her. She was going to Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I liked her.
Let's see. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis movie started casted today. Austin Butler, who you might know is the sexy DJ on Arrow that one season, where What's-Her-Face hires him to perform in the club that she manages.
He's secretly with the...
The League of Shadows.
Yeah.
He was also in the first... oh my god, the killing people. Where they kill people, like, you have the...
Yeah?
No, I'm sorry, that's stupid. damn it, the Purge.
Just keep going.
Oh. He was the main bad guy in The Purge.
Oh!
Yeah, that's him, I think. I think it's the same guy.
Okay.
I just watched that movie and it sucks.
It's an interesting concept. I don't consider it a horror movie at all.
Ethan Hawke one?
Yeah. If that were my kid, I literally would have been like, get the fuck outside. You're an idiot.
Well, he's Elvis now, so deal.
No!
He got cast as Elvis, and Tom Hanks is playing his manager. Yeah, and it's a Baz Luhrmann movie, so I'm sure it'll be a very beautiful mess. And Austin Butler beat out Harry Styles, who might be our Prince Eric in the Little Mermaid remake.
I have mixed feelings about this.
And we might have a King Triton.
I know, I've heard.
Oh, please tell me it's Terry Crews.
You don't even... No, I wish. No, it's Javier Bardem.
Oh.
You guys all know I have like a weird love for One Direction. I do.
It is very weird.
Yep. Shut up. I love that.
It's very weird. But go on.
What the hell just happened?
You heard that correctly.
Is there a kid from one of the guys from One Direction?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is supposedly...
Oh, is he the prince?
Yeah.
He might be the prince. He's in talks to the prince.
Supposedly.
He lost out on Elvis this week. Then like, oh, by the way, he might be Prince Eric. I mean,
I don't even like Little Mermaid, so I don't even care. With all the drama that's going on, who cares?
There's like so much going on with
this movie.
I think
it's very clear that we know that you don't have good
taste. We're Disney shills. That's what we do here.
You guys like Little Mermaid?
It's fine.
Look, there's so much going on with this one particular live action.
I know. We don't have a director yet.
I feel like they're trying to make things work that aren't going to work. And I think Harry Styles is probably not... Maybe Scuttle or Flounder.
No, Scuttle's Awkwafina.
Okay.
And John Legend's rumored to be Sebastian.
Okay. I don't know. I have like a whole...
Here's my one defense.
John Legend doing that voice.
I don't think he'll do the
accent. That's
going to
be awesome.
I don't think he'll do the accent. I'm willing to bet you he won't do the accent.
I don't think he will either. That would be...
I don't think he will.
That's, which is going to make it worse. I'm sorry, it is. It's going to make it worse.
Oh, he's
going to be more interesting for him
now.
To try.
He's
going to
make Under the Sea bang. But anyway, the one thing Harry Styles can bring to this is when Eric falls off the boat, because he drowned like hell in Dunkirk, okay?
I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I love Disney, and I just...
Here's the thing. Their live action movies, none of them have bombed, except for maybe Pete's Dragon. Which was amazing.
But I think it's because it is what it is. It's Disney. And you have a whole new face of people wanting to see Disney in a different light. Because I guarantee you a lot of these people, younger hipsters,
they've seen it.
Are seeing the live actions, but maybe, honestly, haven't seen the cartoons.
Some of them, like Lion King, I know they've seen. Beauty and the Beast, I know they've seen. Little Mermaid, they had to have. Like the...
It's not 100%. There's a lot of kids that I work with.
Really?
That are like, I've never seen the cartoon. I'm like, where have you been? Were you raised in Little Rock?
Like, where are your parents?
Right. Let's call CPS right now because this is not okay.
I know.
There's no original ideas anymore. Like, it's annoying as hell.
And I think that's my biggest issue with this Little Mermaid. And I've had many conversations about this, and I'm super happy that they casted Ariel the way that they did, but I'm also super bummed because I think it's great that Disney's trying to take these strides into diversity and cultural appropriation, but I think it's going to do a disservice to this particular movie and this particular actress, because the problem is you've had a character that's a strong character, that's been a character for so long, and they've had so many, you know, merchandising and rides and this and that and da-da-da-da. They're not going to change that. They're not going to change the face of
Ariel. I've been for Melissa McCarthy as Ursula.
I'm very happy with that. But what I do think Disney should do is that if they are trying to make strides in this direction, instead of recasting and redoing a movie that's already been done with such a strong character, do your research and actually make a movie. Because that's what they did with Frozen. They couldn't think of any more ideas, so they went and found folklore from these different countries. If that's what you're trying to do...
Well, it's the same mother who wrote the original Little Mermaid. It's all Hans Christian Andersen.
Right.
That's basically the IP Disney was doing since Snow White.
Right. But now that they're running out of storylines,
you still have a ton of other like musicals coming out or remakes coming down the pike.
I know.
You got Lilo and Stitch is coming, I think, eventually.
Lilo and Stitch, you got Cruella, Lady and the Tramp.
Well, that's for the Lady and the Tramp's for the Disney Plus app, so I'm not even counting that.
Right.
But
They're really making a Lady in the Tramp.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson and Justin Theroux are Lady in the Tramp.
Man,
yeah,
they're gonna ruin that movie.
That's why it's on Disney Plus.
I'm sorry,
it's for Disney Plus.
They're doing the same. Are they doing the same thing? Are they gonna try to do what they did with The Lion King?
Uh huh.
That's awful. It's terrible.
Jungle Book.
I actually turned The Lion King off because it was just boring.
I liked Jungle Book.
Jungle Book's great. The live action Jungle Book was different than the cartoon.
Very different.
It had its own movie. It was its own movie.
And right. Bill Murray was fire.
Everything in Lion King was literally step by step the cartoon, except for they made it lengthier.
I think they took one or two songs from the stage.
Yeah, and so did Beauty and the Beast, and that still sucked compared to the freaking short cartoon. It did.
I know.
It did. It wasn't bad. Like, I mean, like, but I would not rewatch. It was fine.
It was fine.
But
Emma Watson couldn't sing.
And another thing is,
that was a problem.
Mm-hmm. You can't get expressions out of like when you. And I will say, I'll give him this. Okay, where we've come with technology and how to do the CGI is absolutely incredible. All those animals, like they look like animals that are talking, but you do not get the same facial expressions as you get from a cartoon.
Well,
it's weird.
Well, and also they just
it's weird.
And like in Lion King, they have like the spotlight come down on Hakuna Matata. You know, like they have like spotlights and they have like fun flourishes like that. But you don't.
But
have
it's
that
just
in Lion King.
Yeah. But you do not. You lose something.
I know. It's the Ian Malcolm thing. Just because you can do it doesn't mean that you should.
Oh, right. No. And it's just money. All they want is the money. Yeah, that's right. It's just you repackage it. Well, that's all they're doing.
Well, this is their heat check year because next year it's kind of sparse.
Oh, okay.
Because next year they have like two Marvel movies.
I'm interested in that one. Is it Pixar? There's a Pixar one that's coming out with Space or something?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
Damn it. It's done by the guy who's running Pixar now, the one that did Monsters, Inc. and Up and Inside Out. I forgot the name. It's called Soul. What's up?
Yeah. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. Hold on.
What are you thinking of?
Well, I gotta figure it out. You guys keep going. All right. Move on.
Anyway,
we're going
Pixar's
into Disney anyway.
Yeah, so. Pixar's going totally original from here on out. So this is like their last big year to like pump up as much content as they can get, and then Disney Plus drops in November.
What? That's disgusting.
Oh. Okay. Well.
I tasted that.
All right. Two more things, and then we get to Disney. HBO Max, speaking of streaming services, HBO Max announced one of their first big projects, they're rebooting Gossip Girl with a whole new cast.
Okay.
Woo! Well, you know. My wife loves Gossip Girl, but I don't think she's going to be in on that.
No.
Let's see, the Emmy nominations came out. Game of Thrones got 32 nominations, and some of the acting ones were fucking baffling. Theon Greyjoy got nominated.
Really?
Theon!
You know what? But I'm okay with that.
No.
Because he did a good job playing this meeky little...
Not for this season.
He did a good job of dying?
Yeah.
Then if you're basing on the season, then Game of Thrones shouldn't have gotten anything this season.
Well, but it's Emmys. Like, they're on autopilot.
They should have
gotten some stuff
trash can.
Well, no. The technical stuff, sure. Like, that's where most of 32 come out. The acting ones were, I'm like, really? Like, Brianna Tarth got nominated, which, okay, good for her. I guess it's one of those, like, where it's like, well, it's your last chance.
Yeah, it's your last.
Barry got well represented. It's up for best comedy. Bill Hader's up for actor. Steven Root, who's Fuchs, finally got his first Emmy nomination after a long career of just kicking ass.
Oh, good for him.
I know. Henry Winkler is nominated again. He might repeat. NoHo Hank got up.
Really?
Yeah, man. Anthony Carrigan. Good for him. NoHo Hank is the best.
Yeah.
And the girl that plays Sally, Sarah Goldberg's up too.
Okay.
So Barry cleaned up at the Emmys. Big Mouth and BoJack finally got nominated for animated series.
So excited for Big Mouth.
I know.
So
good. Yeah. But good for BoJack for finally getting into after being ignored forever. Deserved. I know. Well, it's weird.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing Netflix could never crack was the animation category.
Yeah.
Even though that's like the best show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other surprises. I would see in the miniseries category, Chernobyl got represented pretty well.
That was a good series. Mm-hmm. I did really like that.
I need to watch that.
The limited actress series for like movie or miniseries is loaded. You have Patricia Arquette for that Escape at Dannemora, Michelle Williams for Fosse Verdon.
I know The Act took home 16 nominations.
Huh?
The Act from Hulu.
Did it?
Yeah, it has Patricia Arquette, Joey King. Is that her name?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, this is a different one. This one's Stiller did, but yeah, okay. Let's see. Amy Adams for Sharp Objects from last year. Like, it's a loaded-ass category. It's almost kind of sad that someone that, like, five people have to lose. let's see. That Fleabag show got up for a bunch of stuff, and someone else got like really surprised me. Hold on, let me look this up. One second. Let's see. Emmy nominations. One second. Because there were some that I was like, oh, I was really happy for. But the Thrones thing was just baffling. Schitt's Creek got up for a bunch of stuff. Catherine O'Hara finally got up for an Emmy. That's nice.
Thrones set the record for they did. Most nominations?
Yeah, but I wasn't surprised. Like, it's the last year, and like they don't really... Like, the Emmy voters, because they're working in TV, they don't really get to watch TV, so if they see something, they'll like nominate the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul got 11 nominations. I was happy about that. One of my favorites, Succession, got up for Best Drama. Let's see... Christina Applegate showed up for Dead to Me. That was surprising.
I was going to say, that's...
The Good Place got it for Best Comedy. That should be one of your next projects, Wes, because that show's incredible.
Okay. After like Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's from the guy that did Parks and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Alright.
You'll like it. Just stick with it. I won't ruin it, so you need to watch the whole first season.
Okay.
Like, it requires it. Let's see, Oh, yeah. Jon Snow's up for
Game of Thrones. Best actor, right?
Yeah. You got lead.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then Amelia Clark got for best actress, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Adam Sandler's up for two. That's the one I wanted to mention. For writing his stand-up special.
Okay.
And for his guest host of SNL.
Huh.
I know. Good for Sandler.
Yeah.
So, overall, though, they were pretty solid. Like, they didn't really miss a lot of shows, really, because it's really hard to get it right, because there's just so much goddamn TV.
Yeah.
All right. Quick round of what's good, and then we can do Disney.
All right. So, I got a couple for what's good this week.
Mm-hmm.
Finally saw Shazam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
So good.
By far.
You wanted to give it a hug, right, afterwards? Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
By far, DC's probably best movie they put out.
Yeah.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yay.
That, and then finally started Stranger Things.
Woo!
So almost done with season one.
Are you hooked yet?
Yeah, almost done with season one, dude.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you're hooked.
If you're going to be here next week, you, me, and Mondo, and maybe Wes can do Stranger Things season 3, because I want to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you guys didn't do that last week? I don't know if I'll
get through to season 3 yet, but...
Yeah, you might.
Maybe.
Well, there's only 8 episodes in season 3, and I think there's only, what, like 10 in 2?
There's 9, I think, in season 2.
Okay. But you can skip the second to last one.
Is that the one with the sister? It's literally a throwaway episode. It's boring as hell.
It's bad. And
there's no reason for the story. It doesn't affect the story at all.
Yeah, you can skip it and it'll be fine.
Well, she hasn't started season 2 yet either, so we're gonna...
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for you.
Yeah. Season 3, I just want to say my MVP was Maya Hawke, Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter. She's awesome.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You know Robin on Stranger Things 3?
That's whose kid?
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter, Maya Hawke.
What?
I know.
The one that's with the one that...
The works in the ice cream shop.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, I saw Maya Hawke, and then the whole week the show was going to come out. Like,
I didn't even know they had a kid together, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, well, they were married for a while.
Oh, wow,
But she... Because I kept asking Allie, like, who do you think she looks like? Which one do you think she looks like more? It's like kind of Uma, but not really. Like, she doesn't
she's
look
great.
Like either of them.
Yeah, she's great. Funny. Actually, you know what? They're both great. Steve is awesome.
Steve's the best. I love Steve. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You guys aren't there yet. Yeah. He makes it a good, nice turnaround.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got anything else?
No, those are the only things I watched.
You?
Swamp Thing is starting to get really just dull and dragging.
Well, that's why we're doing... That's why this is
Shut up.
Good.
You don't need to say anything.
Keep it positive.
Oh, positive? Sorry, my bad.
It's called What's Good for a Reason.
I watched... I don't know. Nobody else would realize this unless my brother Corey was here. A big fan of a show called Seven Deadly Sins, which is really good on Netflix. And
Amazon.
No, Netflix.
I don't know it. Like, what's that?
It's on Netflix.
I'm thinking of Battle.
Pitch me the show.
Anyway, no, well, it's an anime, but it's got a good storyline. It's not one of those really confusing anime. It's really easy. It's like there's good versus evil, but there's like demons. Okay. And anyway, so then there's another show that because I love that show so much, and it's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I watched another one that I'm recommending to my brother called... Record of Grand Crest, which is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Swords and the web has called it, our anime, I guess, nerds have called it the Game of Thrones of anime.
Mm.
It's got that style. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of different characters. A lot of different. There's different castles, kingdoms, and stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, and then I'm super excited for The Boys. They're coming.
When is it, next week? I thought it was like the end of July.
Maybe it is it's next week. Yeah, next Friday. Yeah, with Carl Urban, baby. So I'm waiting.
Okay,
I'm waiting.
It looks good.
Yes.
For me, I finally finished season one of Veronica Mars. I had never seen that show before, and it's awesome. I really enjoy the hell out of it. Kristen Bell's a detective in high school, and it's great. I liked it. It was really good. I was hooked.
I've heard good things about it. I just got to add it to
the list. Never watched it when it was on, because like I said last week, the only thing I remember I only watched on UPN was SmackDown.
Yeah.
That was it. Let's see. Big Little Lies is still awesome. I know. Meryl Streep,
so
man.
She is killing it.
Right?
She's so good.
I know.
Good. She's like... this sweet old lady, but when she comes for you, when you first see her, you're like, oh, she's this sweet lady who just wants to take care of her grandkids because their father died. And then all of a sudden she comes out.
All she does is dunk on everybody.
Right, but she's like this Medusa who's just taking hits. Mm-hmm.
Her first thing to research this one is, I don't trust short people.
It's so good.
Like, what?
And the way that they like changed her face. Because of the teeth and stuff, like
I know,
she looks the same, but she looks different too.
That's her most evil role, and that's for somebody who actually enjoys The Devil Wears Prada.
I love
love the band.
I don't like either. I don't like the band or the movie.
I mean,
screamo music and the movies.
The movie's fine. The Adrian Greene aspect of it is pretty bad. That didn't age well. Neither did her ending up with, or her hooking with Simon Baker. It's a real 2006 kind of thing. But also, I'm kind of digging Euphoria. I don't know if I like it yet, but I'm watching every week.
I need to get back into that. And I've been watching Handmaid's Tale, obviously, catching up on
that. I had to bail after season one. It was a tough hang. I just couldn't do it every week.
It's definitely depressing. It's definitely hard. I think it's even harder... now coming into season three and having our current political issues being what they are.
Well, the whole show is just a tough egg, man.
Right.
I'm like, I can't do this.
And you see there's similarities, and it's like...
Yeah, it really makes you just want to drink in a good way.
Right. It's intense. It's a lot. It's not one that I would sit there and say, watch before you go to bed. I mean, I do, but...
And then, did you see Far From Home yet? Am I the only one that's seen Far From Home?
I have not seen it, no.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that next week, I guess. All right, so now, the moment I've been waiting for the last month, our Disney Top 5. We're going to start with our honorable mentions. And Katie, since this is your first time on, what's your honorable mention?
Well, since you put a limit on
it. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
the rules were this. It wasn't all Disney. It was the last 30 years, because that's when Little Mermaid is when they started their run towards dominance. Because you forget, after Walt died, they were in the wilderness for a little while. Like the 70s and most of the 80s are not kind to Disney.
Yep.
Like Fox and the Hound, even
don't
though...
Don't you shut your mouth when you talk about Fox and the Hound.
That's a movie we all love now, but the drama behind it was really rough. They lost, right. Like all their animators walked out to go with the Don Bluth company. Oops. And there was just a lot of turmoil. Nothing worked. Black Cauldron bombed. I think the first Rescuers was like fine, but like they just didn't have a hit. And then they kind of came back with like Great Mouse Detective and Oliver and Company.
Right.
But it wasn't until Roger Rabbit where people got interested in animation again, and then Little Mermaid comes out a year later, and boom, they own the world now.
Yep.
That's why I set the goddamn parameters the way I did.
You and your rules, man.
It was from Little Mermaid to Ralph Breaks the Internet. That was the time span. And by the way, it shouldn't be hard to come up with a top five in honorable mention in the last 30 years. It's been 30 years of pretty much quality.
Right.
A Hunchback of Notre Dame or Tarzan aside, it's been pretty damn good.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
He's got both
of just kidding.
His
no,
list.
I don't. Tarzan is only good because of Phil Collins. That's it.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I liked a couple of the songs.
You'll Be My Heart should not have won the Oscar for Best
Song. Oh, I don't care. No.
Blame
Canada. That's not the
God
one. No. No, the first one. No, the kickoff song. That's catchy shit.
Okay, fine.
No, not that one. I don't like that one. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, honorable mention. You want to start this?
Well, my honorable mention, which is actually my top movie, but the age cutoff was...
They missed it by, like, over 40 years.
Well, you know what? Shut your mouth! Who asked you? Was Dumbo.
Okay.
Dumbo is hands down my favorite. A lot of people don't like it. It's a hard movie, but it's cute.
Wait, so
it's only an hour and 10 minutes. That's a trippy part.
Wait, I'm confused. Why is that not your number one, then?
Because it's too old.
It doesn't fit the parameters.
Oh, that's right. That was an old one.
It was 1941.
Holy crap. That was that long ago.
Oh, yeah. That was a Walt classic.
Damn. Okay. I'm
How was the remake, by the way? I haven't seen it yet.
It's actually... I don't mind it.
I heard it's fucking weird.
It's a little weird, I think.
Well, it's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Duh.
I think for little ones, if you went in thinking that it was like a kid's movie,
Well,
I think
Dumbo
there's aspects
kid's movie.
To it that could be kid's movie, but like Zach cried like 3 times because it's not just the one time where they separate Dumbo and Mrs. Jumbo, and he was like super upset, like, why are they taking his mommy away? So I was like, oh, man.
Does Tim Burton have his fastball back on this one, or?
I don't think it's as dark as Tim Burton typically tends to go.
That's a no.
But there are aspects that are very Tim Burton.
Okay.
You know, it's still got kind of that funky vibe. Mm-hmm. It's got the dark undertones, but it's definitely not as...
Okay.
Johnny Depp plays the elephant.
Right, no. It's no Sweeney Todd.
All right, your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is Aladdin.
Oh, wow. That low. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my number two, actually.
Yeah. I have other movies that took priority over
it,
so...
Okay, what do you like about Aladdin?
I mean, it's just a good, like, fun movie. The storyline from, you know, this poor... I don't want to say, like, peasant.
He's
like,
a peasant.
Okay, yeah. So...
He's a street rat.
Yeah, so this poor street rat...
He's actually a riff-raff street rat.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
But he doesn't buy that.
Yeah.
He does not buy that.
No, he does not.
Exactly. But then rise to fame, and then... Come on, the best genie of all time.
Well,
rest in peace.
Will Smith, duh. No.
Yeah.
Hey, that is his highest grossing movie now.
Really?
It's over at 900 million worldwide.
Wow.
Even over MIB?
Mm-hmm. I said highest grossing at best. Legally, it's his highest grossing.
Wow. I know, I'm just saying. I thought
it's
would have done better.
Yeah, well, MIB did really well, but, you know, worldwide, Aladdin's just killing it.
Of course.
Okay,
you? Rescuers Down Under, and that does make...
That's my honorable mention, too!
Yep, 1990, right?
That's right, it came out a year after Little Mermaid did not
Christina's
do not do as well. Nice.
Yeah, Christina and I actually are... my wife and my... Our list is together except for one, and I'll explain it when it comes
great
out.
John Candy performances.
Oh, yeah. Now, Rescuers Down Under, great. I honestly didn't even remember there was a Rescuers. That's how good that
Oh, the first one's
is.
Pretty, the first one's pretty good.
No,
it
I know that. It's just, but it
came
it's,
out in 77.
Yeah, it came out a long time ago, right. Now, Rescuers Down Under is great.
Bob Newhart and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yep.
A evil poacher with the salamander.
I actually, it makes me want to watch it again too. It's been so long, but yeah.
It's pretty good. Like the crocodiles in the waterfall are pretty scary.
Yeah, and it's good animation too.
Very good animation
at the time. Yeah,
but yeah, that's my honorable mention. Also, cool. All right, number five.
My number five is Hercules.
That's my number three.
And it's only because I had such a hard time narrowing down all my stuff to five.
Sure. Super underrated movie.
So good.
Super underrated.
I truly enjoyed that movie, and I wanted it to be in my top five. I didn't want it to be dead last, but there's other movies that I just love a little bit more.
Great soundtrack.
Right?
Meg is an atypical Disney heroine.
Yeah.
Because she A's on it. James Woods.
He's just the best.
Before he got really weird and mean and terrible.
And on Family Guy.
Right, before he started making Family Guy episodes.
Before he started living in a hotel and making death threats on the internet. And bitching that no one wants to work with him anymore because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
But seriously, he's batting 1,000 in that.
Yep.
1,000.
Yeah.
Banger soundtrack. The late Rip Torn is Zeus.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, well, I'll talk more about Hercules when we get there. But yeah, that's my number three.
That's my number two.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll just talk about it now. Danny DeVito.
Yep.
It's my number four, by the way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it was a huge
Hercules play.
Hercules. That was my. I was a huge Greek mythology nerd as a kid, so the movie was just awesome.
Yeah. I mean, again, you get all the Greek mythology and everything, and you get the heroes. And
written by two of the guys who did Aladdin, and they'd also gone to the Pirates movies and Mask of Zorro. And
nobody has mentioned.
Oh my god,
Hydra!
Oh, the Hydra scene's awesome.
Hydra, man.
The animation when those all the heads.
Yeah, that was a lot of work for the animators. It was different.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a different incorporation of the. And it was a different type of animation. So wait, well, by the way, are we just doing cartoons, or are we doing animated ones too? Though, like you know,
what?
Like. Well, for example, like, you know how there's Pixar, but then there's movies, Disney movies that
are
not Pixar?
Oh, you
mean
like Dinosaur? Yeah, if you wanted to put Dinosaur in there, you can. I wouldn't, but you could.
No, it's not that one. Okay, cool.
But yeah.
Okay, so we can do that as long as
it's
not Pixar.
Because Meet the Robinsons is on Ally's list.
Got it, perfect. Okay, great.
It's just not Pixar, because it doesn't
Got it.
And we also did Pixar
already.
Okay,
good. Good.
All right, your number five?
I think it was The Jungle Book.
Oh,
1967.
Yep. Oh, crap, that's right.
You skipped me.
That was the last movie Walt made before he died.
That's right. 101 Dalmatians. No, that's another old one. Damn it. I messed it up. Come back to me.
Why do you think of yours?
He broke the game. What's your
I forgot that was that old. Right. Damn.
My number five was Emperor's New Groove.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, it's on Mondo's list, too. I'll share his once it's over.
One of my friend in junior high, her dad was the director.
Oh, cool. Cool. I mean, Eartha Kitt is amazing.
Yzma, oh my god.
Yes.
I literally, if they make a live action, if she is not Yzma.
Well, Eartha Kitt's dead.
Oh, that's right. Why did I, no, who's the one that I'm thinking of? She,
She's got the face and the hair.
Stop. She looks like her.
By the way, Lilo and Stitch. That's going to be.
Okay, that counts as 2002.
Yes, that one's good. Yeah.
Mine's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's. Oh, wait, that's my number five. Emperor's New Groove didn't make the list. Sorry. That's on Mondo's.
Wait, was Nightmare Before Christmas always Disney? I thought Disney bought
Touchstone.
The rights.
Yeah. No, it's Touchstone.
Oh, was it Touchstone? Okay.
But that's Disney. It counts.
Okay.
Damn it. Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas is my number five.
Cult classic.
Yeah. Tim Burton famously couldn't direct it because he was doing Batman Returns, so Harry Selick got to do it, and Harry Selick could go on to do James and the Night Peach and Coraline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great soundtrack. Danny Elfman?
Yeah.
Ugh, Danny Elfman always does the best.
I just forgot about that one, and I feel really crappy.
That's okay.
I can't believe I forgot.
I like it, but I feel like it's become such like a goth.
Yeah, Hot Topic definitely ruined it.
Yeah.
But the songs still
like,
work.
Ugh. I'm just like, come on.
And the stop motion's really well done.
Right,
yep.
Yeah. Right. Everything about it is great.
I know. Hot Topic ruined it.
Yeah.
Right. And it got popular for all the wrong reasons.
I know.
Because they were like, it's skulls.
Well, no, actually, it's another ploy to make money because you not only have Christmas with it, you have Halloween. So you have October, November, December,
and
all the way
through. Why do you think they have it up from end of September?
They have it up half the year.
Their Haunted Mansion ride
rules. They start bringing that crap out.
Oh, that's the best.
It is the best.
That's what I'm saying.
That
like,
is actually really well done.
They can monopolize on it.
Yep.
That's what draws the lines.
Yep, and that's our son Zach's one of his favorite rides. Here
and Danny Elfman does it every year at the Hollywood Bowl on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Marilyn Manson's cover of This Is Halloween is actually pretty good.
Have you heard? Oh my gosh! Do you have the whole album?
I don't, but yeah, I could.
So Rise Against does Making Christmas.
Mm.
so okay. good. That's good. So good.
Nightmare Before Christmas, by the way, is Mondo's 4, and then his number 1 was Aladdin. Just we're keeping track. I forgot to plus out his list because he said I had to. And he had
Emperor's You can't control us.
He had Emperor's New Groove at 3. That's the one I was like. So yeah, my 5th was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Where are we at this point? Because we're going to start. Actually, we haven't overlapped as much.
We're on Katie's 4.
Okay,
so
got
I'm
it.
On 4?
Mm-hmm.
See.
Okay. Aladdin.
Okay.
Aladdin was
my all the reasons we talked about. Banger yeah. soundtrack, Hall of Fame Robin Williams performance.
Right. Yep. right.
Hall of Fame Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. Come on. That
love
was just...
Love that dude.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
For the jump, it's good. Like the dun, 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 dun. You're right. Like, all right, we're in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your number, I guess you're number 4.
Hercules.
Oh, Hercules, yeah. Okay.
My number 4 is Big Hero 6.
Oh, that's Mondo's honorable mention.
Yeah.
Very sad movie.
Yeah,
it's
but
a very sad movie. But Baymax. It's Disney.
I know.
Baymax. Is so
Baymax
good.
Is just the MVP of that whole.
Yeah,
movie.
I was. I almost put that in there. Yeah, that was a tough one for me not to have in my top 5. But that's a good.
Interesting.
One.
Interesting, because I wanted to. I was like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of other ones that like are higher. Because I don't rewatch it that much. That's what's the problem.
Well, we watch
yeah.
it all the time. Yeah, it's Big Hero 6.
Well, if it's on, we watch it.
I think it's like a little bit above Sophie's pay grade because it just moves too slow
well,
for her.
It's
for her.
Probably a little bit more boyish than it is like the princesses.
Not even.
Like
no, because she likes boy stuff. Like, you know, she does. She loves The Simpsons.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because I'm a bad because I'm a bad parent.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all girly stuff with her.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we at? So, my number 4 is a Goofy movie.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I didn't forget about that
Goof
one.
Goof Troop, yeah, that's what I always listen to. Goof Troop was one of my favorites as a kid. And I really... Mm-hmm.
We exposed that to that, what, last year?
No, I wouldn't say the year before that.
So one of the girls that I used to work with at the school I worked at... I don't know if you're allowed to say
you can. They're closed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Pinecrest. Her husband was the leading art director for
Goofy
movie.
But it's really good. I mean, awesome soundtrack. Great use of Pauly Shore, which she never, no one's ever said in a very long time.
Right, Leaning Tower.
What are you talking about?
Jesus.
What are you talking about? Biodome.
Biodome is so good.
Biodome
Welcome
and
to the
CNN,
Army,
man.
Right?
Is
he said another one. Welcome
in the
to
Army
the Army
now.
Sorry,
in the
Ma.
Army
now. Oh God.
Or the one where he's on witness protection.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
There were some rough ones.
Yeah, like Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, great use of Pauly Shore. Great father-son story. The fucking, was it the possum park they go to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. Bigfoot. Like, it's really funny. Good road trip movie.
Yep.
You know.
Fishing in the... It wasn't the Grand Canyon, but...
No.
You know what scene I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good road trip movie, and honestly, it's, again, great soundtrack. I mean,
yeah.
Powerline.
Yep.
Powerline. Okay.
I have that stuff on my phone right now. We listen to that song all the time.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're at your number 3.
My number 3 is Mulan.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Because...
Same exact spot. That's because Christina, though, I actually... I'm switching mine to Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the only one that we differ on because I don't know if Mulan would be in my top 5. However, the new live action movie
looks
amazing.
So sick.
Looks amazing.
This was the first one that I saw the trailer drop, and I was like,
doesn't look like a Disney movie.
Fuck yes.
It doesn't seem like a typical Disney remake.
Right. They're actually going back to the time period. The costuming is phenomenal. The casting is amazing.
Looks violent. Because it's got to be violent.
Right,
because
well, they're taking it more from the actual story that Mulan originally was based off
right.
of, but because it was a cartoon, they made it more kid-friendly, so I think they're going back to the original true story of what Mulan should have been.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, right, 3, right? We're on 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the same thing with me.
My three was Hercules. You?
Moana.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was tough. No, Moana. Moana?
Yeah.
That's Pixar.
No, it isn't. It's Disney.
Isn't that Pixar?
No.
It's
oh,
Disney.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's
wow,
Disney.
Holy crap. I thought that was Pixar.
Yeah.
There's a
Dwayne
lot of
Rock
overlapping.
Johnson has...
Yeah. Damn, that was really... That's
Maui.
Really...
Jemaine Clement as the crab.
That's
yeah.
a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know, it's just a fun movie.
Great sound.
No, it's a great... No,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda
Isaac
soundtrack.
Knows the song.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name? Aioli Cavalli? the girl that
yeah.
Went to
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The Hook?
Oh, I don't really so know cool. How damn Hook is awesome. Pronounce her name.
But no, it's yeah, Moana Sullen.
Other than that joke, Koi joke, where he's like, you guys just have a lot of vowels.
But okay. Is it because it's on the ocean?
That, yeah.
The giant crab song is so trippy. It is so trippy. And it's addicting. You can't, yeah, you have to listen to the whole thing. It's
Jermaine Clement, baby.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff.
Flight of the Conchords.
Great stuff, yeah.
All right. You already said yours, right?
It is the same as yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two?
Lion King.
Ooh, that's my number one.
My number one as well.
My number two is Hercules.
Okay. Yeah, mine two is Aladdin.
Okay.
All right, so we might as well just talk. What's your number one?
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, yeah, it's Ali's number one, too. We watched it this morning. Was it this morning? Yeah, it was this morning.
Wait, are we finishing up now at this point?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, oh, okay. All our steps
No, no, I have number two. My number two hasn't been said yet, so.
Okay, well, what's your number two?
It is Tangled.
Really?
Yes.
I'm
Tangled
okay
is
with
so
that.
Rewatchable.
No, it is rewatchable. Yeah.
It is super rewatchable.
As a parent, it
it's
really
very,
has to be.
It's not yeah confusing. It's a very old school, easy way to watch it. Nothing, and it's just great.
And
my
funny
son loves
Pascal
it.
And it's funny.
It's Pascal. It's not your
Ron Perlman,
dude. Even Flynn Rider. Like you like Shazam? It's the same
exactly
actor.
Right, I know.
His character is hilarious mm-hmm because he's not your typical like. He comes to you know being the good guy near the end, but man, he's such a douchebag in the beginning.
Well, he's a fuck up.
Yeah, and that's well. No, he's a thief.
But he screws it up.
No, what?
He like oh, he just always screws up. Like he like.
Well, no, he was all by himself because he was an orphan.
I know, but that's what's funny.
Thief,
it's like Indiana Jones always fucks it up, and that's why it's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, he's really. But yeah, yeah, I love that movie, and yeah, it's pretty much. It's very easy to follow, and my son
Mandy Moore.
Yeah, and she does great. Yeah, the character. Yeah, everything's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. The movie's amazing.
Okay,
and, yeah.
I really enjoyed how they actually had like.
I like it a lot better
the
than
the actors
Frozen
that were playing their voices were also actually singing. Because
mm-hmm
a lot
yeah
of Disney movies
mm-hmm
don't do that. They've got
right
these great voice actors, but they're horrible at singing.
You're telling
yeah
me Jonathan Taylor Thomas
yep
can't sing.
Yeah, but he was a kid, so it's like it kind of fits that you've got that like kid sound that's not 100% on.
Okay. I mean, most of their stuff they actually can sing, right? I mean, it's Jerry Orbit.
Adele Dazeem.
Did what's his name do the older Simba? Did
Matthew
he,
Broderick.
He did.
Yeah.
He did sing it. Right?
Yeah,
he's
on
in
Broadway.
Broadway.
Yeah, he's on the
that's
producers.
Right. That's
yeah
right.
But you've got like
I wasn't
100%
sure.
Jeremy Irons sang for Scar.
For Aladdin.
He didn't really sing. It was more like yeah talking.
That's true.
Very worked different. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Okay.
I thought it was two different.
You're probably right. I'm just thinking about it. I know
a lot of times, again, their voice actors are different than their singing actors.
And it's
singing
true. No, that's
artists
true.
I don't know.
No, yeah, no, that makes sense. But yeah, it helps that they've done a good job of booking people that can sing, like for Frozen. I didn't realize Kristen Bell could sing, but
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think anyone really did until she came out with that
song.
Well, until she was in Frozen.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he showed up on Veronica Mars. It was fucking hilarious.
Dude,
he plays
really
an undercover. Yeah, he plays like an undercover FBI agent. Like he's like it's like a 21 Jump Street kind of thing at their high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's but also in Last Man Standing too. He does one of those cameos.
Oh, really?
For a little bit, yeah, for a few episodes.
Well, because the other brother from Home Improvement's on it too, the older one.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah, Brad. He actually looks the same. Because like
he's
like he's like one of the douchebag people that like that throws parties all the time. Like he's in two episodes, like oh hey Brad, and then like Jonathan Taylor Thomas shows up, I'm like oh shit, okay.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday last week.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a Home Improvement marathon. Of course, I watched like one or two
nice
episodes.
All right, my number one's Lion King. You?
Yeah.
What's your number one?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Okay, we got there.
Lion King number one.
Mine is Lilo and Stitch.
Really?
Because
yeah they surf?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because the sister surfs?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you talk about Lilo and Stitch.
Or maybe it's because he puts underwear on his head, like
that's
Stitch
it
does.
That's true.
Yeah, run around and play with the boys.
I'll let you clear out. I'll let you do Lilo and Stitch, because then we're just going to end up doing Lion King forever, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great, like, family movie.
No, I was not sure if
you know, they sit there and preach, oh, God, I'm drunk.
Ohana.
There we go.
Ohana.
Ohana. Means family, and family means no one gets left behind. Like, great,
yeah
great concept.
It's not about fart. It's about family. Do you think you can do what I do? Yeah. But no, Leland Stitch is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and again, me growing up, going surfing and everything, it just clipped.
So. Okay. All right, so let's talk about Lion King. Because it's, you know.
Why? Is it relevant?
A little bit. That's why I've done, that's also why I'm doing the list, because Lion King comes out this week.
That's right. Gambling. That's all it is.
Yeah, so Sons of Anarchy. But both are good.
No, they're great. No, it's good.
No, but Lion King, first of all, like, for a movie... But for a movie, it's only an hour and 20 minutes. It feels fucking big. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it feels like a really huge movie, even though it's really not that long.
Right.
And, like, even from the jump, like, from the... Not, like, that's my alarm when I wake up in the morning.
Is it really?
It is my... Yeah. When the sun breaks, like, it just feels huge. Like, and then all the animation just gorgeous.
That's Chauncey's cup of coffee right there, folks.
Yeah.
That song.
It
just
is.
Gets the blood going.
It works. But all the songs...
You should put, like, a waterproof speaker in your bathroom and just, like, while you're taking a shower, just turn it on.
No.
You'd be so happy.
It doesn't work the same. But anyway, all the songs are fire. The best overall is Disney soundtrack.
I mean, come on. Mr. Bean as Zazu?
Yes!
Oh, they casted perfect, though, for his replacement.
Yeah, Sean Oliver, because he looks like Zazu.
Or how about the secret Nazi infiltration?
Oh, yeah. Well, Be Prepared is a dope song. Jeremy Irons is throwing a heaters in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And who knew? I mean, he already had an Oscar and was a huge stage guy by that point, but you know what I mean. You know.
Yeah, you got Darth Vader as a... Mufasa.
Darth Vader and King Zamunda, and his wife from Coming to America was also his wife in Lion King.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Bye, folks.
Because she's no longer with us.
Yeah.
No, but the whole movie is just great. Like, it moves at such a nice clip.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, a lot happens in such a short amount of time. And the background animation is some of their best work ever. Like, it looks like a screensaver.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Like, wow. And it's just Timon and Pumbaa are amazing. Nathan Lane is...
Yeah!
Nathan Lane off the bench is incredible.
Lane just... I mean, he makes every situation...
He's one of those people, he makes everything at least 5% better.
Right.
Yep.
Everything.
Right. You can't not love a movie that he's...
And I've heard the new one, Rogan and Billy Eichner, are pretty good.
I'm pretty excited about this.
I know. I have to see it by myself because, like, my wife's out. She doesn't like talking animals. Out.
Yeah, it freaks me out, too.
But I mean, you know, peak Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Matthew Broderick's pretty great.
Yep.
Like, overall, just perfect. It's basically a perfect Disney movie.
Yeah.
And I think, again, going back to animation, like you were talking about Hercules, there was a lot of moving parts. Same with this, especially in the scene.
Oh my God.
Stampede scene. Like, that's a lot
all
of hours.
All the wind. Even when the wind blows dust.
Right, all the dust, all the movement, the little rocks moving.
Getting
everything.
Animal movements right. Yep. Like they,
right.
Yeah.
This was a lot, you know? Whereas, like, you had movies like Little Mermaid. Like, you can only guess what underwater life with a mermaid looks like.
Right.
You know? So, it's not like you're comparing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those where they spend a long time, like, drawing animals and just getting all that, right?
And if you've ever seen, like, the after credits or whatever, they actually had, like, Mayans and all that stuff in the studio.
Yeah, it was, like, I think on, like, the VHS for Aladdin that they had, because that was, like, the next one up. So it's like, all right, The Lion King, and they're showing, like, clips of it. You're like, okay. And then, like, they're at the zoo drawing giraffes and stuff.
Right.
And, getting all the movements right. And, like, the Hans Zimmer score is amazing. Yeah. Weirdly, that's the only movie he won an Oscar for, which is strange, but okay.
Really?
Yeah. The Lion King. Yeah, like, it's just, it just...
Well, but you also had Elton John on that, too.
Yeah, although he won for Kenny for the Love... Him and Tim Rice won for Kenny for the Love Tonight. Which, you know, Circle of Life is the better song, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, all the colors are great. Like,
Everything pops.
Everything pops. Now, I've heard stuff about the remake. You know, fine. I'm still seeing it. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. That was our long-awaited Disney list. Next week's list is going to be even cooler. We have Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming out, so I want to do our top five Tarantino performances. Yeah! That's going to be hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
I know. The minute it left my... No, never mind. The minute I said it, I'm like, yeah, here we go.
Yep.
We'll have some Comic-Con news. The It Chapter 2 trailer drops tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have Comic-Con recap.
Yeah, because Marvel's going to reveal everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there might be some NFL news. I doubt it.
Well, start a training camp.
Yeah, that's true. So. You know, Mondo will be on next week because he wants to do the Tarantino list. So
wow.
I know. He'll making his triumphant return.
There we go.
He was an early regular. but he's also also want him to yell about the Dodgers because that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. All right. Well, thank you, guys. It's been a great week. Say goodbye, Wes.
Good night. See you next time.
You have fun, Katie?
Yes, it was fun. It was interesting.
All right. Bye, guys.